This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now for our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. The skipper of the San Diego Padres coming off a couple of good series wins this week. It is Mike Schilts with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Mike, good morning to you. Welcome back to San Diego.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always good to be back in beautiful, best city in the world.
Absolutely right. What is your this has got, you know, being the manager of a Major League Baseball team, that's number one gig, like the best. There's nothing going to be better than that, right? What was your worst gig you ever had?
Worst one. A couple different winters over Christmas break. I've been a worker my whole life, so I've had a lot of odd jobs and so forth, but probably the more challenging one was I would go split wood for Sonny's Barbecue. And I'd get up and I'd be in, had to be in Albemarle, which is about 45 minutes from my house in Charlotte. And it was brutally cold in December. And, you know, they'd drop off these huge, you know, logs of, you know, trees. And the guy that ran it would, you know, he'd cut it with a chainsaw, he'd roll it over and I'd pick it up and I'd use the wood splitter. And, you know, it was 28 degrees and dark when we started, and we did the loads to Sonny's Barbecue, two or three different loads, and I don't know, I got like $15 in, you know, in cash, an hour, and, you know, a barbecue sandwich.
That's unreal.
My takeaway here for the Dodgers tonight is that our manager knows how to use an axe.
And split wood, man, in the cold, bro. Like,
so,
that is.
Be careful tonight.
That's a crap job. There's no, and I bet you Sonny never had enough wood either. So you're out there splitting it all day.
All day, man. It was, and the guy, like two little pet chihuahuas, they were aggressive. And it was like, you know, you got in there, it was like 6:30 in the morning, and these two dogs are, you know, nipping at your legs. And like, I just, you know, what am I doing?
You're like, I'd rather go ride buses in the minor leagues than do this. That's
right.
What I'm going to do.
But that $15 an hour was a big deal because I worked at Taco Loco and was making, you know, $3.85 an hour and got like a 10-cent raise. Like, man, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's great.
Oh,
great,
everyone
story.
Loves that North Carolina Mexican food. Just ask Will Myers. It's definitely a popular thing over there, the white queso. So I can't believe it's only been a week that that Luis Arraez has been on the team. Give us your impressions. I mean, starting from, we talked to you last Friday. We found out about the trade later that night. Maybe you had an inkling. Maybe you didn't. And then he shows up on Saturday with that spectacular day. And certainly seems like the guys on your team have loved having him this past week.
Yeah, he's been a value add across the board. Obviously, this dude can absolutely flat out hit. What a surgeon with the bat, and you know, what a debut too. I mean, just put on an absolute clinic, and you know, he's going to elevate us clearly at the top of our order. Quality of bats, being able to get on base, also, you know, bottom of our lineup continues to get on. He'll drop some guys in as well, so a lot of benefit to him, but also just the residual benefit of what he's going to do to just a pro at bat, man. Just, and he's just a guy that just likes to. I mean, he likes to play, he loves to play, and has great energy. So he's one of these guys that are going to bring people along with him. And so there's just a lot to like about Luis.
How's David Macias' chest right now? Because he's been getting worn out, man. The first game, too,
yeah,
I was like, that was karate chop right to the pecs. Now, my chest would have caved in. Ben's chest would have caved in. But Macias is a pretty tough dude.
Macias, tough dude. Works out, you know. Still a younger guy. Played, you know, rearview mirrors not too far away from his playing career.
Yeah.
athletic young guy, so he'll be all right. We might get him a chest protector, but he'll be fine.
Joined by the skipper, Mike Schild, here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, we kicked it around earlier in the week, well, because we didn't really have anything else to talk about. You know, we thought to ourselves, I do wonder if organizations have ever been tempted to use a guy like Luis Arraez in a different spot than the top of the order. Obviously, you love a table setter, certainly. You love, you know, Toddy coming up with the guy on base, maybe first, maybe second. But has there ever been, you know, have you guys kicked around the notion of, I mean, if he hits in the three hole, we could have two guys on base because the guys above him are pretty good too, and he could drive in some runs. Is that something you'd ever consider, you know, tinkering with?
No, I never think about the lineup.
No, never.
So I have no idea what you're what
idiot.
You're
yeah. All right, well, that's the
I'm
answer.
Just messing with you guys. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's a great question. It really is. It's a great question and good debate. And something I've thought about and there's been discussion about. You know, alluded to it a moment ago. I like where he's at now for a couple of reasons. One, he's done it historically and done it very, very well. Doesn't mean he clearly can't do it in another area. Two, we have had production from the bottom of our lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and so I do feel like, and he's already done it, he's got the ability to drive in runs based on the guys at the bottom. And then you look up and, you know, our big boys are there to drive in runs. And if you got a guy that's going to be on base a lot, I see the value in that as well. You know, we'll see what it looks like. We'll play with it. And if we think we got to adjust it, you know, we won't you know, shy away from doing that. But I also really like where the guys are with Toddy. And I mean, you're following him with Toddy, Crony, who's obviously in a great place.
Yep.
And Manny and Pro and Bogey. So it's pretty good guys behind him that, you know, can drive him in. But yeah, it's a reasonable question and something we have thought about.
Yeah, you know, and Arraez and Solano, you've got more depth now. And in some ways, though, making your job a little tougher because early in the season, actually pretty simple. Manny's DHing, got to put someone at third. They're going to be near the bottom of the order. Mm-hmm. There's only a little bit of tinkering you could do. Now, with Manny back at third and more depth and more options and, you know, choosing which guys are going to DH and get off their feet each day, it actually probably is giving you more to think about every single day. How are you kind of approaching that with the new toys that you've been given?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I mean, you'd way rather have too many options like, oh man, what am I going to do? Than going, how am I going to do it? You know. So it's just a balancing act. I mean, you know, we've got our lineup we'll run out today. Manny will be a third, and you know they got a righty going and. It'll be a little bit contingent upon, you know, the pitching and, you know, who we're facing and best matchups. And then it'll be about, you know, getting guys off their feet. You know, we just had a day off yesterday, so it's not as big a factor for this series. But, you know, moving forward, how we can give a guy a blow with it, using the DH as a spot as well. So it'll be fluid.
All right, I'm going to do just a tiny little bit of nitpicking since I mentioned this on the air. And you always say, hey, just give me a chance to respond to it. So we had a discussion about the late game defensive switches. Specifically, you know, Jurickson's been coming out for Jose Azokar, had the game in the against the Cubs where Jackson went into his spot and ended up coming up, and I'm going, "Oh, I wish Jurickson was still in there. He's so hot right now." How do you the decision making? Obviously, defensive, when you've got a lead, you want good defense in there. I totally get that. But are there situations when you know, hey, we got a one run lead, it's not going to be held every single time? Do you want to keep your offensive players in there just in case in some of those closer games?
Man, what a great question. I'm glad you asked it. That one was a doozy because you're sitting there and you're in a place that I have history in with an outfield that can be, and look, you know, it's not like Pro's a good outfielder. He's a solid outfielder. So let's start there. Sugar, with Jackson and Toddy, may be the best outfield, or at least one of them in baseball defensively. And Sugar's metrics, which is something that you follow that, you know, allows you to have, understand the quality of what we're getting out there, is top of the charts in the league. So, and you know, Wrigley's got a lot of different, you know, wind variables. It wasn't blowing too bad that night, but their left fielder who plays at home was, you know, having some, not issues, but he wasn't catching it. He wasn't in control of it the whole way. So that's a factor. The next factor is, we do have the lead, and I am going to get the best defense out there. It's not absolutely blindly. I knew that spot was up fifth the next inning. There's no guarantee we're going to get there. It's probably less than 50% that you're going to get there. And you have two innings of defense with Sugar in a tougher environment defensively. Plus, with Yuki going in, he's a little bit more of a fly ball pitcher, as is Suarez. Although Suarez, you know, is clearly getting a lot of punch out.
Yeah.
So that was the factor. Plus, I know they're not going to run out. They got one lefty in the bullpen, Love Lady. They're not running him out in that part of the order to go grab Jackson. And, oh, by the way, I'm getting a Jackson Merrill to hit against a righty, which is pretty good, too.
Yep.
So I knew I'd still get a quality of bat if that spot came back up, but I would have had a harder time looking at myself in the mirror if something would have fell down the line or something in front. That, you know, we might have had a defensive advantage. And but, of course, you know, hey, that's why we play the games. They don't always work out, but that was the logic.
See, I think I'm savvy looking like one step, two steps ahead maybe, but Mike's already looking like seven steps beyond that as to what could happen, and that's why he's the manager of the team, and I'm sitting here in front of a microphone.
That's exactly right, Benjamin, joined by the skipper, Mike Shelton. You know, we've talked to you a few times this season about Xander Bogaerts, and I feel for him, you know, because he's a guy that will stand there, Mike, and tell you straight up, I'm not good right now, man. And, you know, you read the quotes, and it pains you as a human being and that wants him to go out and do well, and I know nobody's taking this harder than him. As a manager, you know, he's watching film. He's trying to get better, and when he himself says, I don't know what's happening. I mean, we watched a game against the Cubbies the other day, and, you know, he takes a 3-1 pitch down the middle, and I go, oh, man, this is totally in his dome right now. How hard is that part of your job of trying to go over to Xander and say, bro, we got you? Like, just kind of reset. And how hard is it for guys to actually reset and find their way?
Well, it's harder for them to reset and find their way, especially guys like Bogey, who cares so darn much, you know, and wanted so badly, not only for himself, but for the organization, his teammates. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, does want that third ring for this group. But that's the other flip side of it. Does have two rings and has had, you know, and you know, the comforting part, look, you know, we love on him. I love on him. You know, his teammates love on him. The staff loves on him. He knows he's supported. You know, and you know, in talking to him, he's like, man, this thing is, it's been worse, you know. And so you got a reference point to know that this guy has gone through something similar. Look, if you're going to play 10-plus years in the big leagues every day, if you don't think you're going to have stretches where it's just not very good at this level, I mean, you're kidding yourself. But think about this. Think about how many people have those stretches but never get out of them and are up and down guys or don't come back, don't recover from the stretches. But that's why guys that have 10-plus years of experience you can count on, because that's really the separator of what they've been able to do, how they've made adjustments, how they've been able to get out of funks, how they've been able to still contribute to their team in other areas. So, you know, Bogey's, you know, obviously admittingly, you know, frustrated and struggling and super transparent. But, you know, we love him, support him. And, you know, the fact of the matter is we've given him a little bit of break. But, you know, we trust him to be able to play out of it. But he has contributed. It's not like this guy's not gotten hits, hadn't done anything on the road. He got some big hits and some good at-bats for us to help us win that road trip. So it's not like he's not contributing anything. It's just relative to what his expectations are, and of course others, but you know, all we can do is deal with our own.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and so, you know, somebody made the point in the chat. I mean, there's some really good hitters at the big league level. Not off to the best starts, you know, 40 games into the season, right? And big, big names, you know, high money names as well. And, you know, obviously we're all pulling for Bogey. We feel like we need him to go to the next level. And once you get kind of everybody firing on all cylinders, Skip, I know that you see the potential of what this team could be. And, you know, I said it this week. I'll stand by it. For a 20-20 team, it's really been a pretty good product, man, and to watch every day. And it's been a fun brand of baseball that you've got the guys playing right now. You got a tough series this weekend against the Dodgers. I don't know that Tyler Glasnow is the prescription for getting a guy back on track, but stranger things have happened in this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, the guy's got a nice arm. They got a good club. But I say it, and we'll continue to say it, it's respectful of the opponent, but you know, it's about how we compete and how we're going to get after and how we're going to play the kind of baseball that we play that, you know, has been able to be successful for us. And, you know, again, we click a little bit more in some areas. It'll only continue to get better. But, yeah, we'll show up and we'll be ready to rock tonight. And I know Petco will be a great atmosphere.
Be jamming.
Yeah, I got one more. And, you know, we've talked about how bullpen management may be the toughest job for any manager. You've been very honest about it. And I agree with you when you say you've got guys like Wandy and Enyel who have done it on the big league level. You're going to stick with them. And I totally understand that. There's been a lot of times where you've aggressively managed, where you bring a guy in, Enyel especially lately, get the final out of an inning, and then he sits and then comes back in the next inning. Is that ever a concern in terms of the performance? I know it could just be a random small sample size thing where, you know, the trouble has come in that second inning, but do you worry about getting a reliever up, bringing him in, then having him sit, then come back out, you know, for other outs when a lot of guys are used to just pitching one full inning and then that's it for their night?
I wish people really knew what I knew.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I really wish? I mean, I'll answer your question, but and it's really not a wish. It's fine. You know, it's probably the thing that people mostly think when they question, which, again, I'm okay with the question, but it's the you know, reality and the you know, PlayStation version of managing a bullpen. Guys aren't available every day. I hate to break it to you. And when you watch a game, you go, "Ah, oh, he had to send him back. He sent him back out. Why'd he do it?" There's an understanding that, at least for me, that, like, I know that who may or may not be available in the bullpen relative to the last 2 to 3 days. So people go, "Ah, oh, you know, he sent him back out." First of all, sending the guy back out after one pitch—that's
what I said.
Is not overly, you know, it's not overly aggressive.
Well, you're a monster for that. I mean, you and your overworking, that's ridiculous.
Guy throws a pitch and you got two more relievers available. And one you want to absolutely stay away from and one you don't want to work 3 days in a row.
yeah, he needs to go back out. Because that's what you have. So I don't, you know, I appreciate the question, but
I'm sorry about that.
I appreciate the answer as well.
I'm so sorry.
And you know, it's not just the one pitch. In fact, I of course would have brought the same guy out and done the same thing, even in your shoes there.
Even on PlayStation, you're going to run him back out there again.
You know what? I can't tell you.
PlayStation, they refresh every single game.
They are.
That's true.
Yeah, they're never tired.
Just hit the reset button.
They're never mentally out of it. They're always right there for you on the PlayStation. I can't tell you how much though we appreciate your candid answers and giving us your time each Friday morning. I think it's really insightful for the fans out there to get your perspective on things. So appreciate it, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next Friday.
All right, sounds great.
Thanks so much.
Good luck against the Dodgers. Mike Schilt, manager of Manager's Report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.